Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome all of you fans that are tuning in today. This is Psyche's Gone Wild, and we're going to go a little wild. We've got a great show lined up for the callers that are calling in today. We've been doing this over 8 years for you new ones. We want to make sure you call the 914-205-5362 to get in. You will have a number. Make sure you push that one. Otherwise, you can just listen into the show and we'll be grateful. But if you want to talk to the phenomenal, one of our really good people that we've had on the show before and talked to. This is a very well-known author. Those of you know Carl Johan Kalman is going to be here. You know, he holds a PhD in biology. He served as an expert on chemical carcinogenicity, and I'm asking some of you guys that are contacting in the World Health Organization we're talking about. This is a gentleman who is working to help us. He, you know, those of you who've studied and worked out the things that he's wrote about have been writing me all week about the mysteries, you know, the greatest mysteries of our time. We're talking about the whole purpose here of the Mayan calendar, things of transformation and talking conscious. Those of you who are connecting with me, make sure you go to his site that is CALLEMAN.com. I have quite a bit of surge on the phone, so I want you guys just to remember we're going to do this, and then we'll have it for you guys. This is live right now, and then you'll hear it later in the base as we get to going out. So if you've got a little bit of a question you want to write, this is Psyche Jethro. Those of you know I was born with the gift and was able to read energies. I've done this for like almost 38 years, starting in Wind River in the Rocky Mountains, and then came to California now and I'm reading out here. But I've been doing this not only through Sedona and other places. I want to make sure you guys, if you contact, know these are we are real live people. So I've had quite a bit of asking me, is Carl in here? And without mother ado, we're going to bring this in. I know a lot of you guys are saying there's things. Work with me a little bit. We'll get the tuned out. This is a very high surge because we have a lot of people listening in all over the world right now. Carl, how are you doing, Carl Callahan?
I'm doing very well, actually. I'm up in the mountains in New Mexico. We're having a beautiful day, and that's all I can say.
We love that. And those of you tuning in, you know, don't be shy. You know, Carl isn't his first time of doing this. The thing that you guys are teasing, I've got a lot of you guys very nervous and asking about what's going on with it. What do we have happening? And I'm going to tell you a little bit. The book Quantum Science of Psychedelics is the new book that he has out. It's working with different things that, you know, Carl's very adequate about. And some of you are asking me, I want you to, Carl, tell them a little bit about it. That we've got in here that you are a toxologist, and as well, you know, you have spoke on the Millennium Age of Interpretation of the Mayan Calendar. Talk to us a little bit about how is this going to help those of us now that are dealing with the world and events. Is the Mayan Calendar still being purposely put to use, or
Okay, well, that's a big question enough. Yeah, so it so happens that, you know, I have a background that 20 years I spent in the hard sciences, and that's the reason I, you know, may have something to say when it comes to the mechanism of psychedelics. But then I've also spent, since I abandoned my career in that field, I spent 20 years at least studying the cosmic aspects of the Mayan calendar. And I think it's still very relevant. And for me, this particular book that I've written, Quantum Science of Psychedelics, it allows me to unify by presenting a sort of a cosmic solution to the question of how psychedelics work. But then this book is not just about that. I would say that the last third of the book is about that. The two thirds, the beginning of the book is really providing a worldview, a cosmology, if you like, that is based on the Mayan calendar system. And I think that is still a very relevant thing for us to study. That particular cosmology is really a kind of a quantum theory that provides a description of the evolution of the universe. And you might say that it talks about how the underlying quantum field evolves. And we're very much part of that still this day. And that's why it could be of interest for a lot of people. It's all about sort of connecting the kind of spiritual practices that people are using and have been using for some time now, but also to see that is like those practices, whether it's psychedelics, meditations, holographic breath work, or any of a number of other kind of practices that people are using to become more cosmically attuned, this book puts those practices into the context of a cosmic plan, so that it's not just sort of an individual trip that we're doing. It's actually a ways that we are developing to, I don't know if I should say change myself, or ourselves, but could say that to broaden perspective in such a way that we're actually contributing to the evolution of the cosmic plan.
I find it very fascinating, Carl. Those of you tuning in, you know, Carl has, you've spoken at the different events in the Mayan calendar in the Yucatan. There's some other things that those of you that are tuning into that you're really going to love about this is, as you can tell here, Carl's not only very thorough about the subject, but we had talked, and this is those of you know of the book before, about the ley lines, the vortex, the energy. You know, you have worked with, this book that we're talking about is talking about the pineal gland. Those of you who know with our psychic and our multidimensional reality, and Carl, you were one of the founders and one of the breaking ground that when people were talking about the energies, you actually knew it happened in 1998. And I remember the last show we did, a lot of people were very impressed. They're going, this man, you've been on the edge of breaking through with things that people are realizing, utilizing not only the Mayan calendar, but a lot of work and research. I find this very, you know, I find it just fascinating when we talk, Carl. I've got a lot of people that are texting me, asking questions, and we'll get to you guys there. Hang on if you've got a chance. Go to psychicjethro.com, put your name in, or go to Calaman and we'll get with you. This is Jethro and Carl. We're going to get wild for you guys, as you guys like to talk about. Carl, you as a scientist, you know, Biology University of Stockholm, former senior researcher of environmental health at the University of Washington, Seattle, you know, you do have this. You're the author of 7 books, The Nine Waves of Creation. Those of you remember this, you know, and what is fascinating about me, Carl, is you talk to us, you have everyone here on the show interested in the fact of something that you keep finding more with it. Are you out there just constantly traveling still? Are you just researching? Tell me your little secrets about Carl.
Yeah, okay, secrets about Carl. Well, no, I really haven't. This book, the last book, I've really on the book for I guess it's almost 2 years eventually that since the beginning I started writing in it. And when those things, when a book comes to me like that, that's how I experience it. It's something, you know, it's almost like I'm being told, you're supposed to write this book by the book. I mean, that may sound strange, but I don't think it sounds strange to psychics generally. I'm just told that this is what I am to do. And then I usually forget a lot of other things. But what I have been doing in this meantime is that I've been teaching chemistry at the college down here in Española in New Mexico. And so I become, when I start to write something, I become consumed by it and really don't go out and be extrovert about it either. So it's only as the book has been published, like now, that I'm being a little bit extrovert and telling a little bit about what has happened.
I love it. And we got people writing in, yes, you know, this is the Carl that talked about, you know, the shamanic state. He talks about the fifth wave. I remember that revolution with people. And, you know, we're talking a little couple years back. Me and Carl aren't, you know, actually young kids anymore. But what's adorable about Carl is Carl was bringing this to light and discussing things with it. So those of you tuning in, you guys are getting the book. Get a hold of him. Get it on there. I know he's on Amazon, and you guys, you can see right there, it's and I'm going to spell it for you because we had a little bit of a thing here. His is C-A-R and middle name J-O-H-A-N and Kalleman, C-A-L-L-E-M-A-N, and he's got a PhD, so you want to get in with the books. I've had some other people telling me this man has got other things out there. I'm really impressed. I started reading about your guest today. This man talks and connects about the cosmic tree of life. He has got a lot of knowledge. I'm very impressed, Jethro. He seems like he's really funny. What made me laugh is I'm glad he's telling secrets because I bet he has quite a few of things that he's got to write about. And I felt he was very psychic. I do remember when he was on with you and Dina. Carl, we're just so grateful to have you back. Here I am over here, a little stressed out at home with no one to hear me but myself. And now I've got Blog Talk with Jethro going wild again with Carl. Carl, I got to ask a question of you. When you talk about your feelings of this, I can tell, you know, that you, do you get flash and then maybe psychically feel this sometimes and then you go in and prove the subject, or do you already feel what you're already going to write about all together? Oh, good one.
Yeah, wow. That's really about how I work. Well, it's hard to tell, you know. It is like I read, there are periods when I sort of just read whatever comes across me. I listen to certain influences and so forth. And I don't think of myself in those periods of actually collecting the base material for a new book. But then, as I said, you know, it is like a book tells me, you know, you should write me and you're the one that should do it. And there's no other way. And then I say, you know, then I get some kind of intuitive trail to follow and to write the book. But then I'm always, since I do have this scientific background, I'm always cautious that there should be evidence there to support whatever ideas that I have intuitively accessed. And so somehow, you know, I didn't know that I was preparing myself to write. I did, or the cosmos was preparing me to write a book, and then eventually I do that, and I try to thoughts that I've had intuitively access, I should provide some kind of evidence for it, some data. Otherwise, it just becomes philosophy or something like that, and I don't want to do that.
I love it. Dynamical. And those of you guys tuning in, we had this yesterday with our other guest. We're having a lot of people writing in. We want the show to go longer. Jethro, we need to hear more. We always like that. What I want you guys to do is talk with it, and we'll talk with Carl. We'll see if we can get a show and do that for those of you tuning in. Because what I want you to check out is I want you to go to Kalleman.com and look at the book, The Mayan Calendar and the Transformation of Conscious, and the other one, Solving the Greatest Mystery of Our Time. And I'm talking to you about getting in, getting involved, look at these books and taken the journey with Carl. This is one of the things that I, and you guys teased me last time when Carl was on the show, we got so wound, and Dean and me both could not. We have people just writing in from Mexico, other places. This man has got a whole different perspective of things, but what's really excellent about it is he seems to be a little bit of psychic ahead of his time. Now you guys see we got to found that secret out. This is what we were aiming towards, and those of you love Carl, we love Carl too. Carl's just you're a very good person, and what I'm impressed with you, Carl, you know, he took time today, those of you connecting, you know, to come on the show and talk to you about it. And what I love with this is if you look at these books, we're talking the things that all of you psychics want to talk about. We know with the pineal gland, for years there's been physical proof, scientific proof that we have things. Carl's putting it into a light that he knows that they were working with it, you know, that you talk about the tree of life with the ancients, and this is one of those things that people will become very strong. Carl, do you meditate? They're asking here, do you have a special meditation, or are you just a natural at what you feel?
Well, I don't regularly meditate, no. But I usually I'm involved in some kind of practices, you might say, for evolving myself as a person. And you know, if you go in the past year or so, you know, one of the things I've been using are certain psychedelics experiences. But I'm also into doing what's called family constellations, which, you know, it's about accessing your personal family lines and these kind of things. And so I'm usually into something like that. And but I don't do things. I don't meditate regularly. At least not at this point. No.
I love it. And now you get to hear what it is. No, you are. And,
yeah.
And this is the thing we were discussing about, and this is what I'm talking to you guys. Those of you who take the classes we're working on, I've been teaching you guys to develop. We're working here. And I do have that online for those of you that want to do. Carl is very much a gifted worker. This is what I talked to you about as my master and teacher that I worked with for almost 30 years up in Wind River. There are individuals like Carl who just, they are going. So it's coming at the level. He's already grounded in base, so he's getting the flash. He's getting the work. There's five types of psychic, as we've discussed. This is what's exciting. We've got other ones writing in. They're going, this is so much fun. They go, I've looked it up. I've ordered the book. I can't wait to get the book in. What they talk about, Carl, here is that you actually had worked with some of the 72 different ones, you say, and you talk about this shift. Are we looking at things that we work into a process, not only with our mind, obviously, but you're talking about a spiritual evolution, correct? Or something that's going to spiritually enlighten me?
Yes, yes. Or actually, I'm talking about like a cosmic plan of altering states of consciousness. And you know, the best model I can use for that, or the best description, is then really to use these Mayan pyramids that were built about 1,500 years ago or so ago, who built pyramids in 9 terraces, and this really was meant to reflect the evolution. Quantum shifts, quantum leaps, as you would say. It's not just sort of a gradual change over time. It is about adding new states of consciousness, new quantum states of consciousness. And that's what the Maya ultimately would describe through their pyramids. And so when the ancient shaman kings would climb these pyramids, they would enact, at least symbolically, and at the very best of cases, which is not necessarily the case, but they sought to symbolically enact the cosmic evolution scheme, and meaning that they would come up to the top of the pyramid where they would be in resonance with the highest level of consciousness in the universe. which is the ninth wave. And if you just look at humanity, cosmically speaking, that level was attained already in the year 2011. But that's a very short time, you know, from our own time. That's just 9 years back and so forth. And what that means is that only a minority of humanity may have reached and attained that state of consciousness, which is really a state of consciousness of love, of unity, of non-projection, I would say, non-projecting duality, but of accessing a unified state with all other human beings. That's really that particular meaning. And that is a cosmic state. That is a cosmic state that we download that state from this cosmic heart, what the Maya call the place of creation. Some would say the center of the universe or the center of the tree of life. And I would say that the task of humanity at this time, this particular time, is to access that particular state of consciousness. That won't remove everything of our past, but it will would it place us in a place where we will, where that would be our guiding principles. And so I would encourage all healers, all spiritual leaders, and to focus on developing techniques that are not just personal. You know, of course, sometimes we run into obstacles that we have come out of our particular individual past and so forth. But it's actually a collective state of consciousness from which we, even as we have our individual past and so forth, we would allow us to collectively attain a completely different state of consciousness than most of us are already at. And now I don't remember what the question was, but at least I think I got to make a point there about what my work is about and what this particular book highlights, because, you know, I focus on psychedelics in this, but in no means do I say that that's sort of an exclusive path. On the contrary, I place those in the context of other possible paths that humanity may take to attain this ninth quantum state of the cosmos. It's like a variation of a theme that you may everyone has a common theme, but there might be different kind of paths or techniques spiritual practices that could lead to that ultimate goal, which I clearly think it's laid down into the cosmos. That's why it was so important for the Maya in their most important sites to build these nine terraced pyramids.
Very good, Carl. And we've got people writing this, and those of you are correct. We've had a couple of ladies writing here. Latisa is telling me, I know that this was a gentleman who proved the debunking. There was movies and things out about the Mayan calendar ended in 2012. Isn't Carl the one who was able to tell us that it actually was 2011? Was there a shift that was not what everyone had? I remember you debunking the fact that everyone said the Mayan calendar.
Yeah.
Yes. Carl, would you like to iterate a little bit on that? We've got quite a few people here. I'm sorry. They got them calling in all over the place.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, it's a little bit in the past, and maybe I won't spend too much about it, but I would say that there are very strong reasons to believe that the year 2011 or the end of the 2000 was actually the shift in this calendrical wave movement that's important. And and there are a lot of people saying that on a particular date, December 21, 2012, the world would change. Some would say it would be come to an end. Others would say that everything would be great. But as you know, in retrospect, nothing happened on that particular date, and you know, it was just a miscalculation for the energetic shift, and I think that's all I want to say at this point.
I love all you guys that are tuning in. We're getting intense here, and I always do this with you. We're getting you the appetizer now. Go and get the book so you have the meal. For those of you tuning in, this is we've got Carl Kalaman here, and I have a lot of you. We got to make sure. Carl Johan Kalaman, am I correct? Am I saying that right?
Yes, you are.
And I love. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Carl. And Carl, you know, we have a lot of you guys get intense. You know, we want that there, because if you look at the and go into the books, you're going to be able to pick it up real easy at Kalaman.com. That's just his last name, Kalaman.com. And you can see the things he's doing. He's got some books. He's got some things going on there. He's got about the author. You're going to get into some little bit of articles. Those of you who want to talk, this is a place to go and discuss these things that you're asking. I tease you. You guys, you do know that I'm a businessman. I'm very gifted in the work. But some of this is above my head. We've got a lot of words that I can't even say, and I know it's teasing a couple of you. They're like, Jethro, this is very good to listen to, and Carl always raises the bar and the vibration for all of us psychics to realize that there are real-life people out there doing work and being involved. And I do tease you guys. We, for some reason, we don't know why, but we're going to tease. We came up with a rated R. We're not obviously R, and that will be changed when I send the show out. So I've got quite a few of you writing me, what happened, Jethro? You guys have always been PG. What are you and Carl talking about? We're talking about the mind. I will have it fixed, and you'll be able to get in. We're going to go. We didn't get to have our break, and I want to just make sure, Carl, is there anything you want to tell the fans here before they give us that push out the door? Anything you want to let people know? Anything feeling inspiring you to tell them about the future, about Corona?
No, I don't really want to go into that. I mean, there are better equipped people to talk about that. Except, you know, that I would say that, you know, that it's the virus is part of a downturn in our civilization, and that downturn may actually have created the virus. And if that sounds crazy, that's because I don't have the time to elaborate on it. But what I would like to say is the real antidote to this downturn that has been going on for some time now is actually then for anyone who's in tune psychically or as a healer or as a therapist to help out with this climb to the highest level of the universe, which is the highest state of consciousness of the universe, which is the ninth wave. And that's the one that will bring love. That's the one that will bring a true unity, not just saying that you're united with everybody else while there is a tremendous inequality in the world, but actually then connecting with everybody else, but based on the unity that we're accessing from the cosmic center. And so that's really my message. Whatever practice you are teaching, spiritual enhancements that you're bringing to people, consider the possibility of taking your particular teaching into the context of this, the nine waves of creation, because that is what makes it more of a collective process that we can all engage in.
Love you, Carl. We welcome you. Those of you going here, this has been Carl Johan at Kalaman, holds a PhD, physical biology. Those of you teasing me, I'm having a little bit of a trouble with my wording today. I think I drank too much hot tea, and we're having a little bit of airwave here. So the Purposeful Universe. You know, you guys remember the book? Yes, this is the author, Solving of the Greatest Mystery of Our Time. And now those of you who are tuning in and going here, we've got a new book out, and I was telling you guys, you know, you're going to love the book, and I'm going to have Carl say send me your last book out again here real quick before we run out the door.
Well, it's The Quantum Science of Psychedelics, and it emphasizes that, you know, there's a lot of talk about quantum physics and so forth, even in spiritual circles, and quantum healing and so forth. Yes, that's good. But the basics of the quantum phenomenon is really the quantum leaps. That's really the nature of a quantum in the scientific sense of the word. And that's what I, you know, that's why I talk about a quantum evolution as a series of leaps. And that's, I would say that's absolutely necessary to grasp in order to practice quantum healing. And I encourage everyone to do so, because that's part of not only our individual healing, but also the collective path of humanity.
We love you. Have a great time, Carl. We got to have you back. We got more. We have a lot of you people that have called in. We have a lot of you just wanted to listen, and that's fine. Next time we'll do some more. And when we get a chance, I'll ask Carl back, and we've got some more. I'm sure we'll have more books. And thank you, Carl, for being a wonderful guest and fun person. We always enjoy having you on Gone Wild.
Thank you so much, Jethro. I really enjoyed it. Thank you for giving me a chance to address your audience.
We got so many more, but we have to have you back, Carl. We love you. I'm going to grab those other parts here. We welcome you. Stay wild. It is the way to be before they put us out the door. And definitely 914-205-5362 when you want to talk to Psychics Gone Wild.